Rutland and Stamford Sound, local news.
And in our local news this Wednesday, from Rutland and Stamford Sound, the owner of one of Rutland's biggest tourist attractions said allowing a 200-acre solar farm to surround his site would spell the end of nearly 40 years of work. Nick Hamilton runs Barnsdale Gardens and says that having 200 acres of solar farm from Exton Energy, which is still in the planning stage at the moment, could spell the end to his business. He's calling for the environmental assessment to be further reaching than it currently is.
Well, you know, there is an environmental impact assessment that has to be done on the field or the fields that they're doing. But as far as I'm concerned, the environmental impact should go beyond that and to the areas that are surrounding it as well. Because it's all well and good saying, well, as a provider of solar power, you know, we will improve the ecology of the area by putting up bird boxes and bat boxes and whatever. You can't replicate the birds we've got in here. You can't replicate the wildlife that we have in here. We've been organic for over 35 years. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
A lorry, static caravan, the warehouse itself and a number of shipping containers were damaged in a fire on Stamford Road at Lound yesterday. 8 fire crews helped bring the blaze under control. The road was closed for much of the day. Police in Bourne are trying to find out what led a woman to suffering a bleed on the brain after she was found next to her mobility scooter in the early hours of Monday morning in the town. She also has a broken nose and injured her knee. She was found on Churchview at around 10 to 3 on Monday morning. It's believed she was in the Red Lion pub earlier on Sunday evening. Officers arrested a 51-year-old man on suspicion of grievous bodily harm, and they're asking for dash cam, doorbell, mobile phone or CCTV footage around the area at the time to be shared with them. Traffic will be brought to a halt for a few minutes on main routes between Langham and Oakham this afternoon. A large walking procession will make its way from 2:30 along the A606 from Langham to Barleythorpe on the B640 and then on to Barleythorpe Road and Station Road to Kilburn Road and Oakham Cemetery as part of a large funeral procession. Road closures were told should only be a few minutes long and the journey should take around an hour in total. There was due to be a COVID vaccination clinic at Stamford Hospital today between 10 and 4, but that has been cancelled. In football last night, over 300 supporters braved the rain at the Zico to see Stamford Daniels win 3-1 at home to newly promoted Harbour Town. Oakham United won 2-0 as they hosted Stamford Bells, believed to be the best start to their season since 2014-15. Peterborough United secured another home win at 2-0 to Sheffield Wednesday. Meanwhile, Stamford AFC's women's first ever game last night against Peterborough Sports was postponed till next Tuesday due to a waterlogged pitch. Tonight, Cottesmore AFC are away at John Fernley College on the 3G pitch against Ashford B, and Wittering Premier host Uppingham Town. Wittering now play the home games at Easton on the Hill. Rutland and Stamford Town News, I'm Rob Pisani.